Vayter in Shas Mir and Bava Metzia Daf Kuf Zion. Pick up on Kuf Vavam Beis Bada Bava. I'm gonna pay his Bada Mishnah. Bada Mishnah. Zog Daily Gav Mishnah. I'm a Kabbal Sadam Chaver Lazar Sarim. If I go and rent the field from you in order to go into plant Sarim, which is barley, Lo Yizarin Chitim. He can't do Chitim wheat because what happens? That will ruin it. That will wheat makes it more weak than barley. Chitim is in the sarim. But if you did chitim, then you're allowed to go and do sarim. You're allowed to do barley because that's what makes it last week. Or b'shungam liel oser is as though you can't make any change out of direction. Tfua lo yizrena kitnis. If someone leases a field in order to make tfua grain, you can't start doing kitnis beans over there. Kitnis and yizrena tfua, but if the opposite, you can. Again, because the tfua weakens land more than kitnis. So b'shungam liel oser, again, he makes, and you can't change it. Why can't you change it even if it's for the better? Because Zichsev, oh, because the Sherry Tisrael, the leftovers of Israel, don't make an iniquity nor speak lies, neither shall a deceitful tongue be found in their mouths. So therefore, you got to do what you said you're going to do and nothing different. Is that really true, Rabbi Gamliel? Rabbi Shimon Gamliel? But we know it says, we saw earlier a few daf ago, more than a few daf ago actually, that Mikvas Purim, the Purim that we go and collect money for Purim, is used for Purim. You're not particular with it to look into it. He's not going to go and use the stuff in order to buy a strap for his sandal from that money. Unless they're the made it tonight, that's the case. But he himself comes and says, beep, turn the page. Kuf Zayin. Mekil, we are Mekil on such a thing. We allow this money to be used for other things. So going to Rishon Gamliel, why can't it be that you can do a different crop if it's going to be better? We see they are allowed to do it in other cases. So, says Gemara, we have to come up with another reason. Amar Abaye, time of Rishon Gamliel, Kedama. Kedemar. His reason is because just like Mar, Damar, Mar, Haiman, Denichale, De Tispor, Are, the one who goes wants to make his land Tispor to make it barren. Rashi says that is Shetase Bura, Shalo Yitzmichu, Zarose, Zarune. If you want to make sure it's not going to work anymore, then Lizra, Shata, Chita, Vishata, sorry. First plant 1 year wheat, and the next day do barley. Shata, Shasi, Vishata, Erev. 1 year you do it the lengthwise, doesn't do it widthwise. Right, so just switch it up a little bit. You know what it's going to do? It's going to mess up that land. That's why you can't go and change it, because it's actually going to mess it up eventually. That's only if you didn't go and plow it afterwards. Rashi says, Char shal achir ktsira, v'shina v'shas tazera. But if you did that, aval kari v'sani, if you plow and you repeated it, then the plowing again, then less of it, then there's no problem. Next part in the Mishnah, it says, tavua lo yizrena kitnis. If you plant it, if you said, I'm going to do grain on it, you're not going to do kitnis, I'll do beans. Mas nilei, Rav Yehuda l'ravin, Yehuda taught ravin, tavua yizrena kitnis. No, he says that if you lease a field for grain, you're allowed to go ahead and you're allowed to plant kitnis. He says, hold on a second, I'm a lay of hard on the Tanam. We just learned a second ago. It says, Tavua lo yizrena kitnis. What's going on? I'm really lokasha. Halan ha lehu. This is for us in Bavel, and that Mishnah is talking about them in Eretz Yisrael. Right? The Rashi points out the Mishnah is talking about Eretz Yisrael, which is, it's hard to go and plant places there because there's a lot of mountains, and therefore the soil is a lot more likely to get messed up. Rav Yehuda is saying that the who says that you're allowed to go and do it, he's talking about that in Bavel they don't have a problem because it's an area where there's a lot of water that goes over there, and therefore it makes the soil better. So therefore, if it's a little bit that goes down, we're not worried about it, and Tanakama would therefore allow a Cholcher in Bavel to go and change it either way you want. Rishon Gamliel would argue because planting their own crop would damage it, even in Bavel, like we said. Amar lei Rabbi Yehuda the Ravin bar Rav Nachman Ravin achi Ravin my brother Hani tachli de bekitna you've cress which grows with the kitna with the flax Ebam shum gezel there's no issue of gezel there's no theft Rashi says l'chol abav okay anyone comes and uproots it l'fishu mashbiach es abaylam it's better for them shum avsidim pishtan yoser al admaya it ruins it by living over there omdos hagvulin but the cress that's by the gvul by the border, Yeshua Mishum Gezo, that is going to be Asur. That you can't go and mess with and touch. If that stuff is around the edges, it's not mixed with it, so you can't touch it. Now, if the cress became hard that enough that the seeds became ripe, it means Rashi says that they grew completely. Doesn't help. It's going to be gezel because at that stage it's already done all the damage it's going to do. Even those that are with the flax itself, are going to be gezel. My time, why? My dafsed afsed, that which he lost, he already lost already. He's not going to be able to lose anymore. Yeah. Amar lei Rav Yehuda l'Ravin by Rav Nachman, Ravin Achi, Rav my brother, Hani Dili Dilach, the fruits of these trees of mine are actually yours, Vidach Dili, and the fruits of your trees are actually mine. Rashi explains that they are fields right next to each other, and they have this like border between the two of them, and there was a tree that would grow, but it grew the trunk on one land, but the roots went into the other, and vice versa. So he's saying the ones that are my land really might be yours, and one that in your land really might be mine, because it's going after the roots, the roots. Got to figure out where the roots are. So, Nog B'nei Mitzra, they go and they put about people, Nog B'nei Mitzra, it is the norm of people that have a border, ilan anota lekan 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 lekan, that a tree that the fruits the fruits of a tree that the roots are turned to this side belong to this side. Anota lekan lekan, if they turn to the other one, the other side. Rashi says notin shrashim lesadas zu aperus shelo, right, and vice versa. Now, the itmar ilan omid alametzai, if a tree that's standing on the boundary between two fields, amarav, hanol lakan lakan, the tree that the roots are going to this side, its fruits belong to there, vanot lakan lakan, Shmuel amar cholken, Shmuel says, no, you divide the fruits mechetzi. I don't care about the roots of this thing, it's found in the middle over there, and that is belonging to both of them, it's his own rishus, therefore you both own it. Meisave, really, Rav says, not lakan lakan, not lakan lakan. Really, is that true? Elan, oh, made Alamed, save every tree that's standing on the boundary between the two fields, Zechloku. You split it. But Rav, you said not like that. To you after the Rav. What's this knocking him out? To you after the Shmuel, Liba the Rav. The Gemara said, hold on. Shmuel is going to explain this Braisa, according to Rav, that it's a Tirgum of Shmuel, Liba. To you after the Rav. Okay. Tirgum of Shmuel, Liba the Rav. Shmuel ain't stuff for Rav, and he says, Memale Kola Meitzer Kulo. When the tree fills up the entire boundary, with the roots growing into both fields. If it's getting from both fields, then they go and they divide it. That's what they're talking about. Yeah, if that's true, the Maile Meimer, what's the Chiddush? Of course. Lo Tzricha, no. When do we need it? The Talitune L'chad Gisa. It's needed when the fruits is hanging over to one side. It's just massive here. So the weight of it, enough of no Talitzarech is going to one, you would have thought that it belongs to him. It says, no, you got to split it. Split it. Vakatim Maile Meimer, still, what are you talking about? Of course, we would have known this. Maldatema, no. You would have thought to Amarle Plog Hachi that the owner with the fruits hanging his side can say to him, let's divide the fruits like this along the line of the border. Since the tree is getting nourishment from both fields, it should be divided along the line dividing the fruit. So each should get the fruit hanging over his own field. Kamash Malan, the Amarle, the other owner can say back to him, my chazes de palgatachi. Why would you divide it this way along the line of the border? So you're going to get most of the stuff. Palgatachi, it's divided differently. By drawing a line through the tree that's perpendicular to the border, so that it's going to come out to be that it's equal. Amarlei, Rav Yehuda, Rav Bar Nerav Nachman, Rav Achi, Lotus Benar, the Smicha Lamasa, don't buy a field that's next to the town. Rashi says, Lotikna Sada Smucha, Leir, She'ain B'nei Adam Shalatis Batamix. People are always going to see it, right? They're going to see it. Tamarabi Ba'amarab, Huna Amarav. It's also for a person to stand at his friend's field. During the time that it's has a it's displaying a standing crop. Right? The issue is over here, as we just saw in Rashi, this is gonna be an ayin hara. And therefore don't do it by the town. Frek, the Gemara, is that really true? V'hashkachin of Rabbi Abba, l'tamidei the Rav, we found Rav Abba, who found the student of Rav, Amar Luhi, says to him, my Amar Rav Mahani Kray, what does Rav say about the following pasuk? Baruch atah ba'ir, baruch atah ba'sada, baruch atah ba'wechel, baruch atah ba'zitzecha. What does it mean? Of Amar Lehi, hachi Amar Rav, this is what Rav said. Baruch atah ba'ir, shei b'ischa samach l'b'ischa knesses. That means that you should have your house close to a synagogue. Baruch atah b'sadeh, shei n'chasecha krovin l'ir. You should have your property close to the city. In other words, your field should be close to the city, so it shouldn't be hard to go and get the stuff. Rosh Hashanah Torah, l'achnas peros. Baruch atah b'lecha, what does it mean? Blessed are you to come in. That should be that your wife is not a suffik nida when you come in from the traveling. And baruch atah b'tzitzecha, shiu tzetzaeya, tzetzae me'acha k'moscha, that your offspring will be like you. But what he's saying nonetheless, that it's a blessing to have the field next to the city. So he's saying not like that. So, first it's going over Amar Lahu, and Rabbi said to his students, Rabbi Yochanan, lo Amar Hachi, Rabbi Yochanan did not say it like this. Ella, he explained it differently. Baruch atah b'ir, shei b'is hakise, samach l'shulchanecha. What does it mean? That you should have your bathroom next to your table. Aval, b'is hakinesis, lo. But not that you should have your house next to the shul. Rabbi Yochanan, the time ego is going to reason. Damar, schar psios, because it's schar psios. When a person gets to walk and go to shul, it's schar spius, and it's too close, and you get less schar. Yeah, okay, sometimes maybe it's better to have it there. Baruch atah b'sadeh, blessed you in the field, shiyu nechasecha mishulash, you should have your property. Split into thirds. Shlish b'tful, shlish b'zeshim, shlish b'gfanim, third of grain, third of olive, third of vines, right? That just depends on the year, that what's going to happen, that if a person doesn't have the right... you want to split up to make sure he's at food. Rashi says, "Sheish shana shalok b'gfanim b'zeisim ain loke b'tfuah." Sheish shana shalok b'zu v'lo b'zu. If you love plate, then you want to make sure you have stuff left over. Baruch atah b'vecha, baruch atah b'zeisecha. Shadei yitziyascha min ha'olam kibiyascha la'olam. That leaving the world should be like when you came into the world. Ma'biyascha la'olam b'lochet. Just so you came into the world, no averos afizasa min b'lochet. So you should leave the world without any sins. Be'ezah Hashem yizbar Hashem should help us overcome yitzhara. How do we do it? Barasi leitzhara, barasi lo Torah tavlin. You need the Torah to be able to overcome your challenges. Beep, turn the page. Okay, so back to our point over there. So which one is it? Is it a good thing to have it on the field in the near your house or not? Lokasha. Lokasha. Ha de mahadale shur veriska. When Rav says that it's good to have a field next to the town, that's talking about where you surround the field with a wall in order to be able to, go and see it. Rashi says, Choma v'usoka gader shel nitzarim kumo chayel v'choma. You go and you set it up with some sort of bushes. Ha, daloma ha daloshu v'tzikzel. It's like, well, you don't do that, so you have people looking at it, you know, when I ain't hara. Ve'eis ha'ashem imcha kucholi. And when it goes in the pasuk, it says, Hashem, I'm going to remove from you all sickness. Amarav, zu ayin. This is referring to the ayin hara, which is all sicknesses are coming from. Whoa. Rashi says, Davar Shakola Chloim Tuluyim Bo Vizuayin Hara. Rav Latami, Rav goes according to his own logic, his reasoning to Rav Salik Labikivri, when Rav once went from a cemetery, Ovid Mai to Ovid, he did what he did and he figured out why people were buried there. What does that mean? He did what he did. Says Rashi, "Avad ma da avad yodeh haya lilchos shal kvaros." He knew how to do lichishos, like certain incantations. Ulahav and al kol kever vekever. Be'ez a misa mace. Why they died in mace with mana and be'ayin ra? Why they died? Amar tisha betisha be'ayin ra, and it came out to 99 out of 100 died because of ayin hara. Wow. Ve'echad be'derech eretz, and one of them, you know, naturally they died naturally. Shmuel Amar Zeharu, Ach is talking about the wind. The wind. What does that mean? Shmuel is saying that Hakol Beruach, says Rashi, Hakol Achloim Totos Misa al Neshiba Saruach Boin. Hakol Afi Hashav, Adam Yesh Lucha, Adam Sheruach Ploni, Kashalo, B'Shah Ploni. Sickness and dying are because of different winds to which people are get affected by at different times according to the way that they are. Shmuel Atame, Dama Shmuel, I call Ruach, everything goes according to Ruach. With Shmuel, Ha'ika Ruge Malchus. What about Ruge Malchus? They didn't die because of the wind. It says Ruge Cherev, they died because they got killed with a sword. It says Hanach Nami, Ilav Zika, if not for the wind that would blow on the wound that he got damaged by, Ashishinichas Memaka, Avdilu Sam of Chayah, they could give him medicine and he would have gotten better. Rashi says, Sama Mechaber Basar Chatucha, put together the torn Basar, Omina Savim, who, Gida Amar Ba'amocher, Sasfin, above the Basar, as we're going to see very soon. Rabbi Chanina Amar Zotzina. No, this is talking about Tzina, talking about coal. Damar Rabbi Chanina, Akobi de Shamayim, everything is Hashem, Chutz Meit Sinim Pachim, except for cold. Cold wind says the pasuk shenemar tzinim pachim bederech ike shomer nafsha yuchameyam. Cold drafts blow in the path of a crooked person, and one who guards a soul would distance himself from them. So we see that it's the cold that's doing it. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanino, using the bathroom. Damar mar tzoa schachotem etzosa ozen. Stuff that comes out of the nose, it comes out of the ear. Ruben kasha. Most of them are difficult. Miyot and Yafa, small of them are going to be good for you. So Hashem promises to remove all these sicknesses. Is a promise to remove even these small, tiny, little types of sicknesses. Rabbi Lazar Omar, let's talk about the gallbladder. It's going to protect us from all the diseases that come from too much bile that comes from the gallbladder. Tanya Nami Achi Machala. What does Hashem going to get rid of all the sicknesses? Dumar, it's the gallbladder. Why is it called a sickness? She Machala Kol Gufo Shaladim, because it makes the entire body of a person sick. Dover Acher Machala, it's called a Machala, which is Gematria. 83, right. Sheshmonim u'shlosha chalayim tulim b'mar. Because the 83 sicknesses that come from the Mar of Akulam, Pashachus v'melech, and all of them, for all of them, Pashachus v'melech v'kiton shalmayim v'atlinon, if you're having your morning bread, and you have salt that goes with it, and having some water, that's going to have and be mevatel. Rashi says, let's say you don't have any water, what do you do? Let me shein lo yayin. We're talking about someone who doesn't have wine. Yeah. Wine is better. That's what Rashi is saying. It's going to be vatal. Tanu Rabbanan. Let's talk about more about breakfast. Shoshes Levarim, the Rebbe Pashach, there are 13 things said about the morning bread. Matzelus min hachamu min hatzina, saves a person from hot and from cold. Min hazikin min hamzikin, hamazikin, and from wind and from demons. Machkimai pesi. It makes those that are foolish smart. Vezocha badin. It makes you win. Judgments, win cases. Rashi says, "Yesh lo din himachaver daitum yushavus liyashiv tvar v'beis lahatim." You're able to go to answer it properly. Rashi right before says, "Shadaitum yushavus alabim fisheinu mitzdar beino." Rabbi Inoy, when a person is feeling good, then they're able to go out and answer things properly and do the right thing. Lilmo Torah l'lam, it helps a person learn Torah and it's go teach Torah. Rashi says again, because of Yeshiva Das, the Dvar of Nishmoim, his words are going to be here, people are going to be heard, people are going to accept it because he has energy. Rashi says, Labrio, Siyeshlo, Lev Latima, and he's going to go and get them going. But Talmud and Meskai, Beyodo, has to be able to go out and remain his Torah with them. Ve'im Besarim Ala Hevel, he's not going to go, he's not going to be sweating like crazy in a bad way. Rashi says, Zea Vezuam, Viniskak Leishto, Ve'inu Mesava Leisha Cheris, he's going to want to be with his wife, and that would be with anyone else. Rashi says, Im Bal Hihurim, who, Amidol Shalibo, Lev, Tov, Bavoker, Shalchal Katas, Tovea, Tova Leishto. If you have a good breakfast, you're going to want your wife and nobody else. Varegas kina shebnei me'ayim, it goes and it kills worms that are found in your intestines. Rashi says tolaim. V'yesham, some say, af motzi es hakina machzis ahava. It gets rid of kina, jealousy, and it gives you love. Rashi says that she'ein libo tov, a tova love hu noach lichos. If he's not feeling good, then he's easily going to be angered. With 60 runners ran, but didn't catch a person who broke bread in the morning. And the Rabbanan said, get up early in the morning, eat early in the day in the summer because it gets hot, because of the winter, because it gets cold. Because it says, and we're asking for how do we know these type of things. So I'm really saying, lo yiravu v'lo yitzma'u v'lo yakim sharav v'shemesh. They're not going to be hungry or thirsty, and the heat and the sun will not strike them. Lo yakim sharav v'shemesh. The heat and the sun are not going to strike them. Kevin, the lo yiravu v'lo yitzma'u, because of the fact that they're not hungry and not thirsty, because they ate and they drank in the morning. Amar lei, atamat lemi asam. You tell me from there. If I know, I mean lemi alchem mehacha. I learn from here. Vavaratim shem lekechem uverich uveiracha eslach mecha vehesmi mecha. Serve Hashem is going to bless your bread and your water. Vavaratim shem lekechem zukriya shem tefila uberich eslach mecha vehesmi mecha zupas melech mikitan shamayim mikan veelich. From there on, vasi vasi mechla mikabecha. I'm going to take away sickness from your midst. Amar lei, amar lei. Rav Yehuda l'Rav Adam Shulcha'a. Lo, to Rav Adam the Shulcha'a. You know, it says, Modid Karko, someone who checks and measures lands. B'schar l'konum l'mochrim v'la'achim l'shutvin abayim l'achlok. It's like this guy that you call to adjuster, you know, something like that. Lo tzazel b'mishchasa. Don't treat, don't be mezalzel this person. The chol porta porta chazi lekorm kima rishka. Every small piece of land is good in order to go and to grow certain things. Versus karkum, which is saffron, karin kroga v'hum mishvubach, and it's a very good thing. So even a little bit of land that he does a certain way is going to give you the ability to go and grow something over there. Amar lei, Rav Yehuda Rav Adam Mishocha, arba amos da nigra zalzel behu. The four amos of the irrigated canal, you should treat it lightly. Rashi says, amos amayim shemishichua minanar gadol el asados. I'll put in a bika, comes to the big water source from the nahar, the big river, to the fields that are found in the valley. Kula umanichin bali kol sada v'sadam lezra es akpe rochev arba amos shlot eskalko sfasa umodin osam kulam biyachad. And they leave some of their part that's not planted so they should be able to work well. Mitzayim osam shlo yachrishu min ha-simen v'lachutz zazel mehem atayim mehem l'archirvan. Don't be so mezazel to go in and to widen them. They agree not to plant within Dalet Amos so it doesn't ruin the sides, and he'd be hired to mark the border along the whole area, and he's saying it doesn't have to be exact, to make sure that it's actually wide enough for this to go through. Danahara lotim shachana klal. The four Amos on the sides of the river itself, you shouldn't measure at all. Rashi's Ella ba'omin adas tinisua kidei shiunikarem le'inayim shem shlemos rechavos. You want it to be chill, right? Estimate some part of that land. Why that would be clearly seen is wide enough to stop any damage from happening over there. Rav Yehuda l'tame, we go to the reasoning. Dam Rav Yehuda, arba amos da nigra, four amos that are along the irrigation canal, levnei nigra, is bad only for the people who use the canal. Dan hara, but planting four amos along the sides of the river, dukuli ama, that's going to be out to everyone. The river has to therefore be more careful, carefully protected than the actual canal itself. Okie dokie. Machris Rabbi Ami, Melokis Feinagadi. Rami said he was machris. He screamed out that the width of the shoulders of the people that are, the kisvei are the shoulders, right? Of Nagadi. Rashi's Hamotzi Yaar O Ilanos Netuim Asvasenar Yakutz Berochav Malik Kesef Moshe Chavel Asvina Vehim Matin Atzon Malachson Veholchin Kishen Meshupayin Letzare Abasha Shalot Tim Shechim Asvina Lamayim V'chol Kamos Anitzurach Leolecha Dinim Lakutz B'Shnei Abri Anas Shalom Shaluchem Megan Avam Shaluchem Mikan. Okay, so the Gemara says that the Machius Rabbi Ami Malo Kisvei Nagadi Betrei Avri Nahara. The width of the shoulders of the people that are pulling the ropes are along the sides of the river. You can go and clear out all the trees. These people that are pulling these ropes along the banks of the river, they need to be able to get there, so they're allowed to have that open space for them to go over there. Rav Nosson Bar Hoshaya caught Shis Saram, so Rav Nosson Bar Hoshaya allowed these people, these strong like bull men, cut down trees within 16 amos of the river. Well, that's a lot, right? Okay. Also, Alei Bnei Mashronya Defnuhu, people of Mashrona came and they gave him the smackdown. Rashi says, Shema Ir. The Ir HaYishalen, it was theirs. The Pnu Hilku, they gave him Malchus. Who suffered Kirushus Arabim? He held that this area should have the same amount as the Rishus Aram, which is 16 amos. Velohi. But it's not really true. Hasabina Kuli Ai. There, we need that much to allow the people and their horses to go through the Rishus Aram. Mahacham Mishum Amtuchi Ashlema Ashleim, who here, this space is for them to pull the ropes. Kimul Kisri Nagde Sagi. So it's enough, the shoulders of them, to be able to get through that you need. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.